Rosemount Valley Suites, an affordable seniors housing complex, is now accepting tenant applications. The building, located at 231 10th Street in Mattawa, is the former Algonquin nursing home. The application is available on Mattawa's municipal site. Interested applicants must be 55 years or older, prepared to sign a one-year lease, and complete an application in full. The application will be processed by the property management company and not the municipality. A $100 application deposit is also required, and checks are payable to Descon Management Group Limited. Interested applicants can also pay in person by calling 705-472-8749 and pressing 1 to reach the property manager. See. Mattawa Seniors Housing on track, on budget. There has been significant interest in the apartments, and we anticipate numerous applications, so please be patient, waiting for a response, the Descon management explained. You will receive a response as soon as we confirm your information. Leases for the apartments are set to start on April 1st, May 1st, or June 1st of this year, to allow time for people to give notice or sell homes as required. There are four styles of apartments: a studio unit which costs $498 plus $100 for utilities, and a one-bedroom for $651 plus $115 for utilities. The studio is 480 square feet, and the one-bedroom is 580 square feet. A one-bedroom plus den is available for $701 plus $130 per month for utilities. It is approximately 700 square feet. The two-bedroom units cost $806 plus $140 for utilities and are about 770 square feet. There are 30 newly renovated suites available, and there will be a common laundry facility on site as well. Pets are welcome, although some restrictions might apply, based on the type and size of the animal. The building also meets all current provincial accessibility standards. For more information, visit Mattawa's website. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.